This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. October elections could mean a new city council and a new mayor in Raleigh. All seven council members and the mayor are up for re-election. One race is uncontested. Two wrinkles in the Raleigh political climate could turn the course of those races, perhaps. A flap over feeding poor people in Moore Square and the recent firing of longtime Raleigh city manager. Joining us now to talk about the Raleigh elections and more, Raleigh Public Records City Hall Bureau Chief Ariella Monti. Welcome, Ariella. Good to have you here.
Good to be here.
So tell us about this, because now most cities, or at least many cities, stagger their city council elections. Mm-hmm. So you always have somebody, you couldn't overturn the whole city council, but that's not true in Raleigh, huh?
No, actually all members of the city council, including the mayor, are all up for re-election at the same time. So with the exception of District E, which is Councilor Bonner Gaylord's district, who is uncontested, after October, we could have a brand new council with a brand new mayor. And that you don't see that. There was some talk a little bit about staggering, but ultimately the council decided to keep it as it is.
So there's a possibility that this could happen. But how serious is it in terms of the way the races are stacking up?
With the way the races are stacking up, there might be some turnover in possibly District A and maybe District B. But in the other districts, I don't, in my personal opinion, don't really see a turnover happening there. As you could see, if you follow Raleigh politics, incumbents tend to stay for a very, very long time. So even seeing that turnover, you know, it could be a little bit questionable.
And one way that you could measure this, it's not to discourage people from getting out there and voting and supporting their candidate. But if you take a look at fundraising, for instance, and let's look at the mayor's race, incumbent Nancy McFarlane is outraising her opponents substantially, is she not?
I do believe she is. And the thing with Mayor McFarlane is, you know, she's got a leg up on the other candidates. She has been in office for two terms as District A counselor. And then if she's elected, would be her second term as mayor. So she definitely has made a name for herself. And she was sort of the, you know, second woman, to Mayor Charles Meeker, who has done so many things in Raleigh during his tenure. So she definitely has a little bit of a leg up on her opponents, Benita Payton and Robert Weltzien.
And can you tell us a little bit about either one of them or both of them and the challenge that they do offer?
Well, Benita Payton has run before. In 2011, she ran for a school board seat. So she is no stranger to running for elections in the Raleigh area. But it seems that she hasn't been able to actually win one of those seats. Robert Weltzien is pretty new to Raleigh. He's been here about 3 years, if I'm correct. So, and he spent some time in the Army Reserve. He's a chiropractor. So in that respect, he hasn't been here for a while. And I think as somebody who has also not been here for a while, sometimes that can kind of play into what some of the followers of Raleigh politics.
Good way to start the process, though, to get your name recognized.
Absolutely.
At least run. So District A race is an interesting one. The incumbent's opponent is using the issue of firing the city manager, which was a sort of an occult event.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that first. Let's talk about this, what happened to the city manager.
Well, earlier this year, the city council went into closed session to discuss former city manager Russell Allen's annual review. This happens every year. And they came out of closed session and said that they would not be reporting anything out, but they would do so the next day. So we found out the next day that they would actually not be renewing Russell Allen's contract. And he has been the city of Raleigh's city manager for well over a decade. And some credit him to the revitalization of downtown and, you know, the reason why Raleigh is on so many lists. And others might say that, you know, that wasn't necessarily the case. But his tenure ended at the end of June, and the city council has been looking to hire somebody new. There has been some talk about the reason for that. We haven't gotten an exact reason why the city manager why his contract was not renewed for another year. There has been some talk about possible parking issues with Councilor Randy Stagner, who is the current District A councilor. I guess there were a couple of people parking in the counselor parking spaces, and he was not necessarily too happy with this, asked the city manager to kind of look into the issue, and I guess Russell Allen did not respond fast enough. And this is just what we're hearing and seeing from, you know, emails that kind of went back and forth. Though I should say that Councillor Stagner has said that that was not the reason why Russell Allen's contract was not renewed. But it does seem that his challenger, Wayne Majorano, is sort of using this as a way to show that the council has kind of been inching their way into daily operations of the city, which is not something that they typically have anything to do with.
And when you talk about not renewing the city manager's contract, he still had a year left on that contract.
I believe he did. He did have a year left on his contract. And so the severance packages kind of kicked in. I'm not too up on the details of that severance package, but he did have another year left and they chose not to renew.
That's kind of an interesting question because the city manager is a public official. Mm-hmm. He's paid by through public funds. Does the public have a right to know why he was not renewed and in this case actually let go a year early?
There are a lot of people who are asking that question. There are quite a few candidates who were upset, Benita Payton being one of them. They're upset that the city manager was fired because they felt that he was doing a really good job in the city of Raleigh. So I think that's a very valid question, one that we've been trying to answer and has been a little bit tough. When Russell Allen left, you know, I asked him if I could keep in touch with him, and he told me that, you know, he would rather not. But we're hoping that eventually it might take some time, but we're hoping we eventually find out exactly why he left.
Because, see, one of the things is when they don't tell you why, then people fill in answers like he wasn't quick enough to put a cone down
absolutely.
In my spot. You
know, absolutely.
You see the city manager running down with an orange cone and he
right.
wasn't there or something. May or may not have been it, but we're allowed to speculate on that.
Absolutely.
Until we get an answer. We have a colorful candidate in Marcus Hill in District C. Tell us about Marcus Hill.
Marcus Hill, for anybody who goes to city council meetings as often as I do, he has been presenting his stance on the fluoridated water to the city council for, I would say, about, if it hasn't been a year, it's been just under a year. He and his group are opposed to water fluoridation in Raleigh, and at just about every city council evening, city council meeting, I should say, where there's a positions and presentations from the public, he and a couple of group members, anywhere between 2 to 5 people, will come up and discuss the issues of property rights, water fluoridation, and gun control. So he's been. Anybody who goes to those meetings has definitely seen him. And sometimes, especially recently, these talks between Mr. Hill and the council have started to get a little bit contentious, yeah. including one altercation between Hill and Councilman Randy Stagner, who kind of took offense to Mr. Hill's asking of took offense to Mr. Hill's
you probably request.
Presented
some kind of a challenge.
Requesting that people that the council start honoring the Constitution and being that Mr. Stagner is a you know veteran, he kind of took offense to that.
One thing the council must take seriously is the question of what's going on in Moore Square.
Mm-hmm.
Is that playing a part in any of the elections?
I think it is. That issue definitely created a national media firestorm for the city that I guess they probably weren't expecting in what is usually a very quiet election. It may actually bring out some more people who may not have voted and may not usually vote, and this might actually motivate them to at least look into the election, look into their city councilors, and see if they want to
talk about some of this.
Guard.
I want to talk about this because we're talking about races in which, as you say, incumbents stay in office for a long, long time, suggesting there's a lot of stability. People don't really change much. Voting, what's the turnout generally in these elections?
Generally, the turnout is between 10 and 15%.
I'm going to stop you there. 10 and 15% of the city of Raleigh turns out for these municipal elections. There are problems in Raleigh. There are certainly problems having to do with poverty. We can see it in Moore Square to the extent that we will continue to be able to see it and not move it out of our sight. So these are important questions, particularly as the city develops and earns a reputation nationally. What's going on? You know, and the Raleigh Public Record is a online publication that specializes in hyperlocal coverage. So So what are the issues that people are ignoring or seem not to care enough about to turn out and vote?
It seems like this issue of poverty and what the city is doing about the homeless situation. I mean, I do see it when I go to meetings and I'm there regularly, and I do see there's these presentations and things are happening, but it seems like there's no clear voice and there's no loud voice. There might be a voice, but it's not very loud, like we've heard in the past month or so with the Moore Square issue.
And is there a representative of those voice who would stand for office?
Absolutely. And in that particular district is Councillor Eugene Weeks's district. And, you know, he does tend to bring up the fact that his district tends to be lower income, higher poverty. But even still, you know, that's just one of many issues that this counselor is dealing with. And there doesn't seem to be somebody else who is really focusing very, very hard on this particular issue.
Ariella, thank you so much for talking with us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Ariella Monti is City Hall Bureau Chief for the Raleigh Public Record. Just ahead, art and activism in India on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.